Bicycle.
I want to ride my...
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, bicycle, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello, this is Kylie Walczak from Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm recording this from my home, where I, like many of you, have been spending a lot of time recently. It took us a while to figure out how to access the tools we needed to get this show updated, and we thank you for your patience. I hope you're all doing well, all things considered, and maybe like me, are taking this moment to listen to our neighborhoods and see our streets with fresh eyes, soaking in what this moment has to teach us about connection, sustainability, movement, and what we want for the future. Air quality is better than it has been in years. I can see more stars at night than I remember being able to see in a long time. And the colors of the sunset, which are always good here in the desert, seem even more intense and vibrant. Vehicle miles traveled, or VMT, are way down as people consolidate trips and stay home. I've been sleeping with the windows open since the constant drone from I-10 isn't as loud as it usually is, but reckless driving is up, as I'm sure you can hear, especially at night on our wide arterial streets. Have you, like thousands of other people in Tucson, been spending more time on your bicycles lately? A May 7th article from the Arizona Daily Star reports, most of the roughly 20 bike shops in the Tucson metro area are open with safety measures such as masks, social distancing, and curbside service in place, and they are seeing an unprecedented surge in bike sales and repair orders. One bike shop owner, Elliot Dumont from Roadrunner Bicycles, who you may remember from this show, says he has seen sales increase at least fivefold to an average of about 6 or 7 bikes per day. The Chuck Huckleberry Loop is packed. I even saw Chuck himself on the loop last Sunday. I'm lucky that I live very close by and can access the loop, though not many people can. However, the loop has been so busy, I try to avoid it. Maybe you've noticed that too. So, what are the trends that we see happening when it comes to supporting people, families, and essential workers while simultaneously seeing a noticeable drop in traffic on our streets and an increased demand for safe places to get exercise? The city of Oakland, California has risen to the challenge with what their local government is calling the Slow Streets Program. It is intended to support safe physical activity by creating more space for physical distancing for all Oaklanders by declaring that slow streets with and without soft closure barriers are closed to through traffic so that people can more comfortably use these low traffic streets for physically distant walking, wheelchair rolling, jogging, and biking all across the city. The Oakland Slow Streets program will close 74 miles or 10% of their total street network to through traffic and prioritize these streets for people. The city of Seattle has raised the ante by permanently closing 20 miles of what Seattle is calling the Stay Healthy Streets Initiative. It started in April to temporarily provide more space for residents to get out of the house and exercise while maintaining social distancing during the pandemic. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan last week said that the closures will be permanent even after the pandemic. Permanent. These two cities have selected slow streets from their neighborhood greenway or bicycle boulevard plans because of the investments either made or planned to connect these streets with traffic calming, signage, and signalized crossings like hawk lights at major intersections, and because these plans have been through a public review process already. Half a dozen cities from Cincinnati, Ohio to Tampa Bay, Florida are recognizing that restaurants and retail shops can't increase their internal capacities overnight and so are closing select segments of streets in front of busy commercial areas for expanded seating and retail to support economic recovery efforts as businesses make plans to safely reopen. Here in Tucson, we are slowly beginning to see local leadership on some of these initiatives. There is a pilot slow street on North 4th Avenue from Speedway to Grant that is in place now, and reports from the neighbors that there are many people out using it for safe, physically distant biking and walking. There are plans to expand this program, though details are vague at the moment. Also, Pima County recently issued guidelines for businesses looking to reopen that would waive zoning requirements to encourage outdoor patio seating, including in parking lots, on-street parking spaces, and other rights of way, though we hope this doesn't mean sidewalks will be difficult for people to navigate. Now, more than ever, we encourage you to reach out to your local ward and district offices and let them know what you're seeing on your streets. And if you want to see slow streets in your neighborhood, let them know that too. I'm going to place a link on the Pedaling the Pueblo website at kxci.org where you can find more information about slow streets, including a link to the survey for feedback. I'll be back soon with more news and information about how our streets are adapting during the pandemic. Until then, take care and be well out there.